Radio 14 KMHL, Josh Goldblush with you on a Wednesday morning, joined by Paula Nemus with the Marshall Lyon County Library. Paula, how are we doing today?
We are glad to see snow.
Yay, the snow is finally here.
Yes. I was getting concerned.
Yeah, so it's definitely here, and we have the cold temperatures to go with it, so as long as we bundle up, we'll be just fine.
Right, and grab a big stack of books and movies and stuff from your library, and you can spend that cold weekend with the holiday enjoying something inside.
Yeah, all bundled up with a nice good book. Nothing wrong with that. And with that, we have a number of events happening here this month as well. What do we got going on?
Well, we're starting off the year with our 2024 Reading Challenge. This is a year-long challenge that we set up. If anybody's familiar with Goodreads, you can join our Goodreads page and challenge yourself to read 25 books this year. You don't have to finish them all. You might only choose three or four, but we have a list of suggestions for you, and we have a display at the library with some examples if you are a little stumped. There's some fun ones, like This is the Year of the Dragon, so you might want to pick a book from 1928 or 1952, something that was published then, something that was set in a state that Interstate 94 runs through.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where Interstate 94 starts? I was surprised because I thought it was longer than it was.
No, I have no idea.
Michigan.
Okay. Oh, so, yeah. Oh,
yeah. I thought it went all the way across, but Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana. Lots of great books set in those places. So if you're interested in challenging yourself, maybe read one, maybe read five, maybe read 25. Join our 2024 Reading Challenge.
All right. Very good. What else do we got?
It's also we're celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday with celebrating the Day of Service. And we have a little thing you can try. And I'm going to give you a hand. Take a hand, give a hand. And so this is your opportunity to consider volunteering in some way. And maybe it's something as simple as shoveling your neighbor's sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Could be more complicated, a long-term join a board or commission and serve your time doing that. Lots of opportunities. So we'll have some lists of those things you can try.
All right. Very good. Anything else going on?
Those are the major things. There's also new story time on Wednesday morning. The Thursday morning, toddler one was getting a little, preschooler, excuse me, was getting a little full. So we're adding a Wednesday one. So Monday for the babies, Tuesday afternoon after school, Wednesday and Thursday for the preschoolers.
All right. Very good. So definitely looking forward to that. Anything else going on?
Check our website, marshalllyonlibrary.org, and you'll find all kinds of things going on every week.
No doubt about it. And should we take a look at some books?
Let's look at some books.
Okay. What do we got here? First book on the big old pile of books. Well, this one looks cool. I mean, I see Rocky. I see the Terminator. I see Bruce Willis. Oh, my goodness. Even Steven Seagal. We got Chuck Norris up here. The Last Action Heroes, The Triumphs, Flops, and Feuds of Hollywood's Kings of Carnage. This one looks pretty cool.
Yeah. When you think back, all of those names bring to mind many, many favorite action-packed movies, heroes, anti-heroes. And then Jurassic Park came along and things switched up. And those things are less prominent anymore, those kinds of movies, but
yeah, everything seems to just be a remake of a superhero movie these
something
days.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah. So, you know, a little
history of,
yeah, a little look back.
Yeah.
Every Dog Deserves an Adventure. Oh, Camping with Dogs.
Yes. It's not so much a how to, though. There are tips. It's different people with their dogs and how they have accommodated their dogs and helped themselves in the process.
So I see you have one portion highlighted here, Bear and Amberine. A shocking discovery inspires one small dog owner to give her pup the biggest life possible.
Yes, and this, I believe this is the dog that was an older dog.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a shelter and she picked out this dog who she thought was really cute and fun and thought it was, I thought she believed it was like 3 years old, and it turned out it was like 10 years old.
Yeah. So she thought that her dog was having all these health issues and problems because a 3-year-old puppy dog shouldn't be having these issues. Well, they find out the dog's actually 10 years old, and all these issues are normal senior dog issues. So
right.
Just need to go out and have some fun.
And boy, they did.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Going to see all the sights. Going out to the beach. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All sorts of fun little stories. Great pictures as well.
And being a dog grandparent to mm-hmm. a 13-year-old, I can attest to how energetic and happy they can be when they get out and tromp around. And then they sleep better, too.
Yeah. I have a boxer who is now 10 years old. And, yeah, the legs and the hips are starting to go, but she still runs around like everything's running 110%. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, enjoy those older dogs and don't be afraid to adopt them.
And then our next book, A Short Course in Kindness, a little book on the importance of love and the relative unimportance of just about everything else.
Yes. And going back to our special display about volunteering, doing a kindness to someone. And over by the children's department, we have a whole slew of picture books and readers and other books, including this adult section book about being kind and how it can make you feel better, and it certainly helps other people as well.
And chapter 4, which you have highlighted, is the enemies of kindness, which may include, what? I don't know, I can't read.
You can't read?
No, I can read.
You have it in front of you.
I know. Let's see. I mean, this is like a, it's not really like a how-to or anything. It's, this one is more of like a short story.
Yes, and philosophical.
Okay. So it kind of gives out an example of a story and then kind of explains the enemies of kindness.
The enemies of kindness.
Okay.
Like maybe okay. It.
So we have stress, exhaustion, anger, mm-hmm. unconsciousness. Wait. Oh, that's simply daydreaming. Okay.
Daydreaming.
Yeah. Interesting. A Short Course in Kindness.
There you go.
What do we got here? Ooh, crochet for beginners, I believe. Easy crochet for beginners.
Yes. So if you haven't tried it before, crochet is kind of handy because you just use that one little hook and flip it through. And
away you go.
The one that I marked in there was something I hadn't even thought of, but you doing large crochet piece, which is a seat cushion.
Yeah, seat cover. So if you have maybe an older wooden chair and you think this could use a little bit more cushion, you can crochet a little seat cover. It protects your chair a little bit, provides a little bit of cushion on your bottom.
Yep.
And you're good to go. And they look pretty cool, too.
Yeah, and it's a pretty simple, you know, stitch, so it's not going to be complicated to do. And you can find some big, fat yarn or other material that you can use.
Keep your boiled eggs warm with these cute little cozies. They're egg cozies.
Egg cozies. Well, that might be going a little far.
Fingerless gloves. Not bad for especially people that like to text.
That would be awesome right now.
Yeah. Let's see here. Next book, 50 Pies, 50 States, An Immigrant's Love Letter to the United States Through Pie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And she gives a lot of background on the state and why she decided on the kind of pie. You might be surprised at some of the pies, including the one from Minnesota, which is marked.
Yeah.
But you want to look through it. Cause
I was kind of taking a peek-see. So Alabama, you know, it talks a little bit about the state. Then they do a little background on the pie. And then, of course, we have the pie itself. So, yeah, very delicious. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we can maybe pump the brakes on this one a little bit. The corn dog hot dish pie with savory funnel cake topping.
Yeah.
I get the hot dish thing. The corn dog mixed in with it, with the funnel cake, it's like we went to the state fair and we just threw it all into one pie.
And that was her inspiration. One of her good friends no longer lives in Minnesota, but comes back every year just to go to the state fair. And so she felt she wanted to honor that commitment.
I just don't see funnel cake and
it's hot a savory, dish savory funnel cake.
I mean, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, all the states, a little background on each. Ooh, my goodness. I'm not going to lie. We might probably not have one of the top pies, but there's a lot of these other states have some very, very good options.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to go see them all. 50 Pies, 50 States. Go check it out at the Marshall Lyon County Library.
Yum.
And then finally, our big book.
It's heavy, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Start Here. Instructions for Becoming a Better Cook.
Yeah.
You grab this giant book, you open it up, and there you go.
It's lots of helpful tips throughout.
A little bit about knife sharpening, which I bet if you went to, I'd say 60 to 75% of households, I'd say their knives are probably not sharp enough.
No. And a dull knife is much more dangerous than a sharp knife.
No doubt. So a little how-to, some tips on sharpening your knives, a couple different ways to approach that as well. Here, another part you have highlighted is the absorption method. With this method, we cook grains, legumes, and small pasta with a measured amount of liquid covered and without stirring until they absorb all that liquid.
Yes, and then they're nice, tasty, the right texture. And then from there, you can build a lot of dishes off of those grains.
Very interesting. So a couple interesting little tidbits in here. Ooh, braised short ribs, some how-to on that.
Yeah, so a lot of standard things that you may have think, oh, I should just be able to cook that. But then you start and go, this might be a little more.
How to caramelize your food. They got that in here, too.
Yeah, a lot of techniques and spelled out very well with lots of great illustrations. And this is one we'd especially like to thank. This one and the pie one, I believe, were special purchases by the Friends of the Library.
All right, very good. So a couple of good cookbooks, new to the library, relatively.
Brand new. I am the first one to bring them to you.
Oh,
no one else has seen them in the public, so you are special.
I feel very special. And I didn't bend any of the pages. Everything should be good to go.
Yes.
It's going to be like new when it gets back to the library here in just a bit.
And there's probably four or five other brand new cookbooks that just went out on the shelf. Oh, and I should mention there are some new toys and games.
Ooh.
Including one about the Vikings. I see your hat.
Mm-hmm.
Not those Vikings, the original real Vikings. There's a game about that.
The Vikings that actually would win? Those?
Yeah, those. Yeah, they won lots back then. Yes. And then As You Wish, a Princess Bride themed game.
Oh, good.
Yes, you need that.
Yep.
We also have some outdoor games, which you won't want now, but maybe there's some small hockey goals that you might want, or soccer goals that you could put if you have a large basement and the kids could play around with that. And what's the one where you put the little discs in and try to get a stack in a row of
Connect Four,
yes, a giant one of those.
Oh, cool.
That you could put on the floor and play.
Nice. Have you ever played Giant Jenga before?
I have not, but I've seen it.
It's fun.
That would be a good one, too.
Except when one of those wooden blocks lands on your toe because you're playing it barefoot, then it's not as fun. Then it hurts a little bit.
It would hurt a little bit.
Make sure you wear Crocs or something.
Something when you're out there in the backyard.
Yeah, so a variety of games and, of course, audiobooks, other video games, movies, you name it.
We have all of the new movies, so Oppenheimer, Air.
You got the Barbie movie.
Got the Barbie movie.
We saw the Barbie movie a couple nights ago.
What'd you think?
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It is not what I was expecting.
Not what I was expecting either, but I thought it was very well done.
Also,
and lots of pink.
You mentioned Oppenheimer. Great movie.
Oppenheimer.
Great movie.
Yep. And Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Lots of new ones.
And if folks would like to learn more, you kind of touched on it in the first half of our conversation, learn more about the library, maybe getting one of them fancy cards as well. How can they do that?
Bring in your photo ID. If it doesn't have your current address, bring something else, like a rent receipt, electric bill, cable bill, something like that, that has your name and address. If not, we can have you address a postcard to your address, and we can get that proof of address by sending you a postcard. Very simple, takes just a few minutes. You can call us at 507-537-7003. Send us an email, library@marshalllyonlibrary.org. And of course, check out our website, where you can find so many things besides just list the books, marshalllyonlibrary.org.
Very good. Paula Nemus with the Marshall Lyon County Library. Thanks for the update, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great.